This podcast was recorded on Dhurrumbal country, which I work, live and raise my daughter on. And I pay my respects to the Dhurrumbal elders, past, present and emerging.
A Pocket Full of Healing with Pinky.
Do you get massages or never had one? My current massage therapist and beautiful woman, Heather McGaughan, will join us on this episode to discuss it in more depth, like a deep tissue massage, but the conversation version. Yeah, I had to. Now, I've been getting massages pretty regularly for about 10 years or so now. And when I got stuck into triathlons and running, I needed to get them to sort out niggles and recovery. And they were the sports kind that were really painful, but obviously good for you. Post-divorce, post-lower back injury, working full-time and parenting full-time, I've doubled down on my self-care, which may sound like I've got less time and money for it, but it's also why it's even more important for me to look after myself. So now I get one every 4 weeks and it's just routine, a non-negotiable for my health, well-being, stress relief and maintenance. If I forget to book one in, which is rare, these days my body lets me know. It just feels a bit pinchy and I'll go and check my diary and be like, oh, okay, we are due. Introducing Heather McGaughan from Evolving Wellness CQ. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Pinky.
Now, you are a massage therapist, so we're going to get into that right now. But I have to say, first and foremost, one of the benefits besides enjoying the massage is that I also enjoy the conversations then that can come along with it as well.
It is good. We both enjoy a good chat and it often leads down some interesting pathways, but yeah. That's one of the things that I value about my clients is that they're in a safe space, they feel comfortable to talk to me, and I think that's really important in this sort of setting.
Yeah, and of course it's also optional because, of course, you can also go to a massage and just, you don't have to talk to anybody and just enjoy the massage and maybe some soft music in the background.
Oh, it can 100% be your switch off time, and I do try and promote that benefits of that to my clients. Is that this is your hour. If you want to come in here and completely tap out, that's going to give you a lot of benefit for your body. It's going to help to soothe and calm you. It's going to leave you feeling as though you've had a nap almost.
Yeah. So, Heather, what are the benefits of regular massage?
A regular massage can help to improve your sleep. So it can decrease the impact of anxiety. Mm-hmm. It can improve circulation. It's really good for your skin. It can help to decrease headaches. So a lot of people that suffer from migraines find massage really beneficial. Obviously, the benefits are there for your muscle fatigue, as you mentioned, with training or post-injury. It can help to relieve that tightness. It can work on a deeper level if it needs to. Calming the central nervous system is something that I work specifically with my clients. Mm-hmm. So having that deep sense of relief, promoting calm, you know, you focus on your breathing and, yeah, just the regular massage built into your well-being routine gives you so many important benefits that are vital for well-being.
And I guess, like you just said, it can help regulate the nervous system. So it's always advisable to get a massage when you don't have a lot to do afterwards because you can feel a little tired or groggy. And we're also always told to drink a lot of water. What's that all about?
A lot of water. So, yes, definitely. I feel so sad for clients when they say, oh, I have to go back to work now. I'm about to go grocery shopping. And I think, oh, that would be the absolute worst thing to do, or picking up kids or whatnot. But, you know, we all have busy lives. And a lot of the time people do just get that relief in that short amount of time that they're here. Drinking water after a massage is really important because massage pushes toxins through your system. Mm-hmm. So by drinking water, you're able to flush that through your excretory system and you're giving yourself that benefit of, you know, you've pushed clean blood through the body, then you're rehydrating, so your organs are really going to benefit from the hydration. I even sometimes suggest to people that they do put some lemon juice into their water because it can be really alkalizing and refreshing.
Can we discuss the various types of massage? Because there are quite a few to choose from and what the differences are. So at one point I was getting trigger point massage post-injury and I'm not getting that anymore. And sometimes I've had therapists that added cupping in or dry needling. So can you talk us a bit about those extra factors?
Yeah, absolutely. So massage is very broad. So you can start with something as gentle as lymphatic drainage massage, which can be really helpful for people that perhaps are post-chemotherapy or their body retains a lot of fluid. And then we go on to relaxation, which is your Swedish massage. That's what I treat a lot of my clients with. Mm-hmm. Relaxation massage doesn't have to be very gentle. It can be, if you're a trained massage therapist, you can use quite a bit of pressure, but it's the rhythm in the strokes and it's the areas of the body that we work on that really does promote that relaxation. Then you've got, your trigger points and your dry needling, which is targeting specific areas to help with release, usually in rehabilitation from injury. You want to pinpoint those specific areas, so the functional muscles that are working with your skeletal system.
Yeah.
Cupping's a great way to release fascia. And again, instead of a deep tissue massage where it might be quite uncomfortable for people if you've got quite tired, fatigued muscles, the use of cups can help to release the fascia and improve your circulation without having that the deep sort of sensation of a heavy massage. So really, it's about talking to your therapist and figuring out what type of massage is going to benefit you, and also understanding that you might need to try a different couple of different methods just to see what your body's going to respond to. As you've mentioned, you had trigger point therapy post-injury, which benefited you then, but it may not benefit you now 2 years down the track when you're looking at, you know, using it as just a well-being modality in your everyday life.
I had muscles that weren't firing and they were compensating, and that was all just a bit of a mix up there. So that's why I was getting that done.
Yeah, excellent. And it's so good that you've had results and you can see the benefit of it, because honestly, it's such a great therapy to add into any sort of well-being journey that you have.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. So we did talk about the fact that this is quite complementary to other well-being practices.
You know, I strongly believe in things like kinesiology. Physio, obviously, is a big one for people when they've got, you know, muscles that probably aren't activating the well as well as they should be, dysfunction and that sort of thing. So when you add massage into it, it really does complement that. I know that, you know, sometimes chiropractors might suggest it because it helps to really relax those muscles before an adjustment. All sorts of benefits and all sorts of ways that you can look at, you know, just introducing massage as part of your regular health and well-being.
Any tips for those who haven't had a massage before or they didn't feel comfortable with the massage therapist that they had?
I get that a lot, actually. People will come in and say, oh, you know, I had a massage once and it was awful and I've never wanted to do it again. I think, well, okay, we all go through things that, you know, might not be great, but we might go and try it somewhere else. So take that approach to it by all means. It could have been that the massage that you went for wasn't right for your body at that time. Mm-hmm. It could have been that you're in a situation where maybe you didn't feel calm. You know, you really need to be able to communicate to your therapist and just express, you know, if you're in a massage and it's really uncomfortable and it's deeper than what you were wanting, feel free to express that to your therapist, and they should give you the customer care of saying, okay, that's all right, we'll adjust that. Is this more comfortable? So don't ever think that you need to be in a massage and just having to go with what that therapist is telling you you need or thinking that you need. I approach all of my clients as, you know, this is a very vulnerable position for you to be in.
Yep.
It does need to feel like it's a safe space. Sometimes massage can, you know, you might feel a little bit exposed. You might feel like some emotions might come up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important to find a therapist that you trust, that you can communicate well with, that you feel comfortable with, And you're just building that client-therapist relationship where, you know, they give you a dignified service.
Well, thank you so much for talking all things massage today, Heather. Speaking of which, I've actually got myself booked in to see you in a couple more weeks.
You do.
I'm looking forward to it. I wish it was today.
I always look forward to an appointment.
Excellent. You can follow Heather on Instagram at evolving_wellness_CQ. And you can also get in touch with me anytime, Pinky's Bits on Insta or on Facebook. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you. My pleasure. Take care.
Until next time. Keep me in your pocket.
A pocket full of healing with Pinky. Sunshine heals the soul.